my prayer is that you might seek God and be able to find him. That we might see him and see his glory. If you do not desire to see more of the glory of Jesus Christ, it is not because you have drunk deeply and are satisfied. It is because you have nibbled for so long at the table of this world. And so your soul is stuffed with small things. There's no room for greatness. No room to fit something so great and big and mighty in there. God did not create you to mess with all these small things, to fill your soul up with them. You were created to behold the glory of Jesus Christ. It's why you and I were created, and deep within you and every human being, there is an appetite for God, a deep hunger for God. Oh, that we would see how beautiful he is, that he's the creator of the most precious flowers, the most delicate flowers, that he's the creator of the wings on an eagle that makes them soar. Oh, that we might see how powerful he is, that all of nature bows to him. Winds cease, waves stop, the dead rise with simply one word. Oh, that we might see how gentle he is, that he held children in his arms and told them stories, that his words could soothe the weariest of hearts. Oh, that we might see how ferocious he is, that he is the Lion of Judah who overthrew the tables in the temple, that ran out the money changers. Oh, that we might see how perfect he is. Never once made a mistake. Never once made a wrong choice. Never. Oh, that we might see how compassionate he is, that he reaches out to both the poor and the rich, that the King of the universe humbled himself and served others rather than being served. Oh, that we might see how supreme he is, that moment by moment he upholds the universe and everything in it by his mere word. Oh, that we might see how wise he is, that he has never been perplexed by anything, that he can never be counseled by the wisest of men. Oh, that we might see his greatness, which means that you will never grow bored of God. There's no capping off of the greatness of God. There's just more and more and more that is great in him. Oh, that we might see the joy that he is, that a broken and dried up woman, having slept with five men and living with another, could find refreshment in him, could find redemption in him, could find true joy in him that she was searching for. And because of that, she could experience springs of living water in her soul. He is the inexhaustible fountain of joy. Oh, that we might see how loving he is, that he let men abuse him and torture him and murder him, all in the name of love. You have got to see the mad love of the cross. You have got to see that greater love hath no man than he who lays down his life for another. We've got to see the glory of Christ. We've got to see his glory. We've got to see his worth, his value. It's incomparable. Oh, that we would swim in the Bible every day. Oh, that you and I would use the tools of meditation and prayer and the rest of the disciplines and fasting. Why? So that we might worship and eat and drink and sleep in this quest to see.